The Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Let's go to line one and bring in Jack Darren, director of Illinois Sierra Club. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. And I was very glad that you sent me, well, you sent a lot of your followers, and I mean Sierra Club followers, an email this past week about what's going on over on the Illinois River near Starved Rock in LaSalle County. I didn't know about it. Fortunately, I found out about it a couple of days before I got your email from Bob, who lives in Rogers Park, who's got a house out that way also, and called the show. I had Josh Mogerman on last week from the NRDC, and he said, yeah, you know about the open pit sand mine out by Starved Rock? And I said, nope, hadn't heard about it. And then, of course, 3 days later, I get your email. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. You know, we heard about this from some of our members and some local residents there in LaSalle County who, I think about the end of November, turned to us for help because they saw what they feared their county rushing through a really huge 315-acre open-pit sand mine that would be directly adjacent to Starved Rock, which, you know, if you've been anywhere outside in Illinois, odds are you've been to Starved Rock. It's just really one of the crown jewels of our state park system, over 2 million visitors a year, and a place where a lot of people who don't get to spend a lot of time outside, where they really get to connect to Illinois' natural heritage and something other than a strip mall or a subdivision or something paved.
I didn't realize strip malls were our natural heritage.
Well, we hope that that is not the natural heritage that we will pass on to future generations.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Starved Rock, I think to a lot of people, that's one of the icons of natural beauty in Illinois. And so when this came to our attention, we really wanted to help the local folks who sought our help. And digging into a little bit, no pun intended, we're pretty alarmed. There are some, not only are there some important marshes and natural areas on the site itself, but the fact that it's right next to Starved Rock and the hydrology is so connected to Starved Rock. And, you know, one of the most amazing natural features about that great park is the canyons and the springs that run through it. And because the mine site is sort of upland of some of those features, you know, digging a giant sand pit and disrupting the hydrology there would undoubtedly impact the park. And so we felt that we had to jump in and sort of sound the alarm to people who love that place and see what we could do. Now, unfortunately, in sort of the preliminary battle, the LaSalle County Zoning Board did, after two nights of marathon hearings this week, they did, by one vote, recommend the project, and now the county board will consider it in mid-January.
Okay, I thought it had been a unanimous vote. You're saying it was by one vote.
I was told that it was by one vote.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have two people on the line here who were at that meeting. And let's bring them into the conversation. We have Mike Phillips, who's a geologist and LaSalle County resident. How you doing, Mike?
Hi. How are you?
Good. And Debbie Burns, also a LaSalle County resident, and she's a planner out there. Debbie, you with us?
I am, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Can either of you tell me, do you know what the vote was the other day?
Was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was wrong about that.
Okay. But that tells you something, too, doesn't it, Jack, that it was a unanimous? That doesn't bode well for the decision of the full board.
It does not. And, you know, we really would hope that, and we know that that most people in LaSalle County realize what a gift those parks are to the region, not only in terms of their beauty, but what they do for the local economy. And the partnership really there with the state has evolved to be essentially the state, through all of our tax dollars, protect those places. And we kind of count on the local governments to ensure that the land uses around them are compatible, and in this case, that appears to be in jeopardy.
Mike, you were there. You made a statement. You're a geologist, so you know something about the forces of nature at work here. What's your feeling about this this pit going up in this area?
Well, I should correct one thing right away, and that is that from the materials presented by the mining company and from my review of them, it does not look like the groundwater under the park would be impacted. So I would want to clear that up, because if people are in opposition to that, if you bring up something and then the mining company can say, well, no, that's not true, you know, then you're kind of back to ground zero.
Well, yeah, you know, it's as you go back and forth, it's really important to have your facts lined up, because they can be used against you, and it's already a critical issue. If you tell us that the groundwater is not affected, then why would you be opposed to it?
Well, the two main concerns I had. I had an opportunity to read through the entire application that was provided to the zoning board, and one of the things that became apparent to me right away was that there is there's a 73-acre wetland on the site. So it's a privately owned wetland, but it's a little bit unique. It's called a saline marsh, and it was delineated, the wetland area, the 73 acres, that was outlined by a consultant for the mining company, so they don't dispute its presence. Their mining plan is such that they will mine right up to the edge of it, because, of course, you can't destroy a wetland without a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, but the process of mining up to the edge of that will lower the water table under that wetland and dry it out. So in the testimony presented during the hearing, the geologist for the mining company admitted that the wetland would probably be at least partially dewatered, and therefore they would not have to get a permit to mine through there, because it wouldn't be a wetland anymore.
Wait. Now we're doing Orwellian speak. Hmm. Yeah, we're going to destroy the wetland. We can't destroy the wetland on purpose, but if we accidentally destroy the wetland, then we don't have to worry about mining there, because it's not a wetland anymore. Is this what you're telling me, Mike?
Well, when I reviewed the materials, it became apparent to me that would happen. And when the attorney for the people who are opposed to this mine asked the geologist, would this happen? And I hadn't talked to the attorney about that beforehand, so he kind of picked up on it all on his own. The geologist admitted that that's what would happen, and essentially that seemed to be their plan. That was how it came out in their testimony. So that's a big concern, that they could essentially mine through a 73-acre wetland and not even have to create another wetland somewhere else, which is problematic on its own, but that's part of the rules of the game, is that if you wreck a wetland, you have to build a new one somewhere else nearby. And their mine plan essentially would eliminate the need for that, or would appear to, because they would be able to dewater it, and then when they asked the Corps to come out, the Corps would look and say, well, that's not a wetland, and so then they could carry on mining without constructing a new one somewhere else. So that's a little disturbing.
Yeah. Jack, do you want to comment on that at all?
Yeah, I think you've hit on, unfortunately, a real weakness in the laws that protect wetlands, and we don't have any law in Illinois that protects wetlands, so we kind of rely on the federal Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act is about preventing pollution. So there's one key way that the Clean Water Act prevents wetlands. It says you can't dump stuff into them. And over the years, the government has interpreted that as including dirt and stuff to fill them in. So that you need a permit for. But unfortunately, drying one out is not polluting it, and therefore is uncovered by the Clean Water Act, and we have no other state law there. So that's a giant loophole that this wetland is vulnerable to.
Wow. I had no idea. That clarifies that. I'm going to go to Debbie. You were at this meeting the other night where the Zoning Commission voted unanimously to move forward on this. How would you characterize their action? You were among folks who put up an opposition to it. In the end, how did the proceedings play out, in your opinion?
Well, Mike, I do sit on our planning commission for the city of Ottawa. I wasn't representing them at the hearings, but I have knowledge of planning and zoning, and we have heard some of this at the city level since mining has touched the city limits and our mile and a half in the past years.
And so, and to be sure, there are other mines in the area because
absolutely.
You have this, and we should mention that this sand that's going to be mined is going to be used for fracking purposes. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you happen to have the perfect sand in that county, in that region, for that kind of operation.
Yes, and we have lots and lots of that perfect sand in lots of locations in LaSalle County that, in my opinion, could be better planned for digging,
mm-hmm.
Could be better locations for the extracting of this, and would not have such a horrific negative impact on Starved Rock and what that means to the state of Illinois. So the Zoning Board of Appeals, in my opinion, should have looked at the compatibility of that mine with its adjacent property. It is adjacent, not near, but adjacent to Starved Rock. And the use of mining on that property is not compatible with Starved Rock. That is what the Zoning Board of Appeals had a responsibility to look at. And I was sorely disappointed that that was not addressed. Many, many things were addressed, but that is number one in my mind when you look at zoning. And it went on deaf ears. The approach to Starved Rock is being impacted. You know that Route 71 is considered the scenic byway. It is the approach that people choose to take so often because you start at the canyons and you work through the canyons to get to the lodge, and that is the scenic route to Starved Rock. That's where this is. That's where the truck traffic will be, and all of the tourists will have to deal with that, and that has been a concern. It's a tremendous concern to our community, and I'm grateful that you are putting this on your station. I hope we're reaching people in this state who feel that passion as well and will get involved.
Well, Jack set it up perfectly, and Heather and I were sitting in here. We've both been to Starved Rock. We love Starved Rock. I'm trying to imagine somebody in the state who is not familiar with it, and if you haven't been to Starved Rock, you need to go before they put the sand mine there.
If I can add a little bit, this is the east end of Starved Rock, so the lodge is near the west entrance, and if you've been there over the summer on a weekend in the fall, it's very, very busy on the trails around the lodge. That's where the big parking lots are. That's where most of the people are. A lot of folks will go to the east end, to what's called Illinois Canyon. They will park there. They will walk out to what's called Shelter Point, or they'll hike up Illinois Canyon. If they want to have a kind of a more personal experience, if they want to experience, a little bit fewer people, a little bit more nature, more birds, and this mine will be adjacent to that east end. And when you're operating a mine, you can't avoid having some noise. There's going to be dust. And those kinds of aesthetic impacts are what will be experienced at the east end, which is kind of right now the quiet end of Starved Rock State Park. And I think that part of the difficulty for the zoning board is that when you're trying to compare land uses, it's very difficult to put a value on something as nebulous as an aesthetic experience, the sights, the sounds. What is that worth compared to the folks that come before the board and say, this is my farm ground and it's very bad for farming and the folks who don't have jobs who would like to come there and work.
But as you said, you've told me that it would create maybe 35 jobs, somewhere between 30 and 40 jobs. And as what I've been trying to do, and we just have a couple of minutes left here, you know, I've been trying to follow the money. You know, who really benefits from this? And if there aren't that many jobs and there isn't much of a tax base that's created by this, you know, who's getting the money from this, and why would this go through unimpeded, especially when it's threatening such an important landmark in Illinois?
And Mike, if I may, we have to, if we're on that subject, we should consider the amount of jobs created by tourism with LaSalle County.
Exactly.
Hundreds of jobs, tax base that is in place for the county and the state to reap benefits from that. We want jobs in LaSalle County. Our operating engineers need jobs, but there is mining to be done in other places in this county.
Right, and I think that's the point. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Why do you have to do it right next to the state park? There's other places you can do it. I'm afraid.
Who is protecting that park?
Yeah.
Well,
people like Jack Darren are protecting the park, and people like
you
who are stepping up and doing this. And now here's the story. I'm out of time now, but the board meeting is the 12th of January.
1 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus.
And here's what you sent me, a list of board members and their contact information. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Debbie, and have my people. I know there's people listening in LaSalle County right now. Call them. Say, we don't want this there. You guys got to, you know, you have to stop and think about this and take slower steps. And the other thing I'm going to do is talk about this again, probably on the 8th of January before the board meeting. We need to have another conversation because this does need to get out there. There's not enough people talking about this issue. And Jack, I want to thank you for calling it to my attention and everybody else who follows Illinois Sierra Club.
Mike. The DNR really needs to weigh in on this. They haven't said anything about what they think about the impact on their piece of property, their land.
That's a really good point, and I think we'll get to that the next time we talk. I'm flat out of time. Jack Darren, Director of Illinois Sierra Club, thank you. We're going to talk about this again. Mike Phillips, Debbie Burns from LaSalle County, thank you. We will keep talking.